Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness is over the people. You figure these hard words from Isaiah fit our age, our era, our day as well, given the events that happened on Wednesday. How can you deny? And the darkness of that event is likely to last for a good long period past the next inauguration. Thankfully, that's not our sermon for this day. But it does illustrate the reality of darkness. Darkness, foreboding, unsettling, immobilizing. I recall two events in my own life where I met up with darkness at this level. Thick, heavy darkness. One came at Merrimack Caverns, just down the road from here. Big caverns, big. And they have tours there, and I was on one of those tours, and at one point in that tour, the leader kind of drew us a little bit closer to himself, and he said, "Now, don't want you to freak out, but I'm going to turn the light off to let you have a sense of what life is like down here." And he flipped the switch, and darkness came down like a ton of bad stuff, heavy, thick, so much that you could almost feel it. You could not find a place where you could get out of it. Thankfully, he turned the light back on again. Before too long, although it sure seemed like it took a long time, and I tell you, there were some pretty heavy gasps from both male and female voices in that tour. Darkness. The other experience came when my family and I were returning from Taiwan on furlough, first furlough, and we took a ship back. Not to say there were no airplanes then. We took a ship back. It was back in 1970. And the first few days, we were kind of, the ship was kind of moving here and there in Asia, picking up people and dropping off some freight and so on. And then eventually we started the move from Asia to San Diego, a 2-week tour out on the big water. And I remember the first night on the big water when there were no lights from the land. And we were out there and we got ready for bed, turned off the light, and that same oppressive darkness that I felt in Merrimack Caverns. And we sort of panicked. Happily, there was a switch right there that we turned off, and that's when the problem came, so we could find it again and turn it back on and find our flashlights so that, wow, if the kids wake up and have no clue where they are, bad. And in fact, we may need help ourselves simply getting to the bathroom. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. What verbs do you think fit darkness? I suppose there are quite a few, actually. among those that occurred to me, darkness hides, of course. Darkness hides. Hides what lurks. Hides what stalks. Hides what slithers around. Darkness. Darkness smothers. It smothers the ease of walking anywhere. It smothers the ease of the heart. It smothers the ease of life. Darkness seeps. Seeps into places even when it's daylight. It finds the pockets, the hidden places, and is there. I think that may be kind of what Isaiah is referring to in terms of the diaspora of his day, namely those people who are removed from everything that is sacred to them, their home, their family, the house of God. That kind of darkness seems to me is there in the hospitals where people are laboring heavily simply to catch their breath until eventually they can't. Darkness is the kind of thing that wakes people up at 4:30 in the morning to get in their car and go get in line for food to feed their families. And then the next weekend, they do it again and again and again and again and again. Darkness. Besides that, there are lines to go get tests. There are lines now for the vaccine. Darkness. Can you sense the darkness in yourselves? It lurks there. I think that word hides, we'll pull that verb back again. Darkness. The thing is, what darkness hides is not only the scary things. What darkness hides is itself in those secret places that we have in our lives that we're not proud of, that we certainly don't share with people. Our pride, lust, greed, envy, rage, depression. It's the kind of things that we sort of inherit from our ancestors who tried hiding from God and found only darkness. Darkness. It's striking, therefore, that it's into the darkness that the angel came for Joseph. There was an angel that came to Mary, but Scripture doesn't put her in the darkness there. But poor Joseph came to him in the darkness and at the darkest point of his life. Arise, shine, your light has come. That babe is not a mistake, and it's not a lapse. This is Savior. Joseph, marry Mary, and have a family, and spend 30 years living with your Savior. It's into the darkness that another angel, or maybe the same one, came along with a horde of angels, frightening the life out of those poor shepherds. Arise, shine, there's light there. Go, seek, find, worship Christ the Lord, your Lord. The light came as a star to pierce the darkness of the wise men, the darkness that they were somewhat comfortable with, physical darkness for sure, because that was their expertise. But this was special. Into the darkness came the star. Arise, shine, follow, and find and worship the King. It's into the darkness of death that our Lord reached out and took the lifeless hand of a young girl and said, arise, Talitha Kumi. That's Hebrew for arise. That is the very word that Isaiah uses. And it comes right into the word, the voice of our Lord himself, Kumi, and live. And go get a bite to eat, by the way. It is into the darkness of Saul's blindness that the light came. Arise, shine, your light has come, which is also the light for all peoples which are under the darkness. It was about the sixth hour, and darkness covered the whole land. And the Savior, the light of the world, stepped into the darkness, into death, into the grave, to redeem, to rescue, to renew all of those whom darkness had entangled and had suffocated. The Lord, Isaiah says, has risen upon you. The Lord has risen for you and calls you to arise, calls you to his light, and in fact names you light, his light. In you, you are the light of the world. There's actually, in Isaiah's words, there's a bit of verve to all of this too. If you look closely, Isaiah says, arise, shine. He says, be radiant. Let your heart throb within and swell with joy, like happened to Mary, like happened to Joseph, like happened to the shepherds and the wise men and Talitha and Paul and the great company of those before us who in fact shined the light of the Lord on us. Arise, shine. radiate, permeate, illuminate. A couple of last words. Let's make perfectly clear, however, that the context for the shining is the darkness in us and around us. The second, though, is the context of being part of that great company of people from every tribe, every people, every nation, every language, all of those huddled around the throne, praising the Lord. All of those who no longer live in darkness, brothers and sisters, arise. Shine. Radiate. The light has come. Your light. It lives in you. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep you and your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, forever. Amen.